Welcome to In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement, a podcast from the Starlight Consortium, located on the web at www.elresearch.org. In the Starlight, Issue 1, a framework for promoting sustained reading development among English learners, based on Jim Cummins' article, Reading and the ESL Student, Orbit 2002. Prepared by Martha Lilia Hall, San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools, May 2004. How can we promote sustained reading development among English learners? In order to answer this question, it is important to look at three different aspects of language proficiency. Number one, conversational fluency. Number two, discrete language skills. And number three, academic language proficiency. Conversational fluency. English learners can function in familiar everyday situations with a relatively small vocabulary. Linguists estimate that knowledge of about 2,000 words is all that is necessary to communicate successfully in any given face-to-face conversation. Eye contact, gestures, facial expressions, and intonation, etc., are helpful clues in understanding others and being understood. Discrete language skills. These skills include rule-based phonological literacy and grammatical knowledge that students can acquire through direct instruction or active participation in a literacy and language-rich environment. English learners can learn discrete language skills at the same time as they're learning basic vocabulary and acquiring conversational fluency. Academic language proficiency. As students progress through the grades, academic language becomes increasingly complex, particularly in the content areas. Academic language includes, number one, understanding difficult concepts. Number two, a vocabulary that includes many low-frequency and technical words not commonly used in everyday conversations. And number three, sophisticated grammatical constructions, for example, passive voice, also rarely used in conversations. All three aspects of language proficiency are important. However, while direct instructional strategies are effective in developing decoding skills, they are insufficient by themselves in promoting reading comprehension and academic language proficiency. A combination of extensive reading and comprehension-focused instruction is required for optimal development of reading comprehension. Fourth grade slump. The fourth grade slump refers to the situation whereby low-income students who demonstrate grade-level reading performance in the primary grades, begin to fall significantly behind at fourth grade and succeeding grades. Numerous studies have documented significant gaps between decoding and comprehension performance. Trends indicate that direct instruction and scripted programs often place more emphasis on the development of phonemic awareness at the early grades than on vocabulary development and reading comprehension. Strong development of reading comprehension abilities is promoted by opportunities and incentives to engage in extensive reading and does not develop automatically solely on the basis of decoding skills. Implications for teachers. What can teachers do to teach the language of academic success? There are four instructional components that research suggests are strongly related to increasing reading comprehension. Large amounts of time for actual text reading. Teacher-directed instruction in comprehension strategies. Opportunities for peer and collaborative learning. And occasions for students to talk to a teacher and one another about their responses to reading. The research is conclusive in showing strong relationships for first and second language learners between opportunities to read and vocabulary development and reading comprehension abilities. Research also underscores the importance of explicit instruction in comprehension strategies and word meanings. Characteristics of schools that stand out. These are some components of highly effective schools that foster academic achievement for English learners. Schools where teachers have a high degree of autonomy. Schools with flattened hierarchies instead of top-down processes. Schools that foster imagination. Schools that articulate their belief system. And schools that develop a language policy using primary language and culture as an asset. No Child Left Behind implications. Under the No Child Left Behind umbrella, the following areas need to be addressed in order to promote success for English learners. Number one, staff development to help teachers engage students in active use of written and oral language for authentic purposes. Number two, implementation of successful program models that support sustained literacy development beyond the primary grades. Number three, utilization of available resources and research on effective reading practices for English learners. And number four, support for a literacy-rich environment at home. In short, immersion in a rich literature environment where students have ample encouragement and opportunity to read and write extensively is crucial for the development of reading comprehension and academic language proficiency. Jim Cummins, 2002. Questions for reflection. Number one, how would you gauge your school's or district's language arts, ELD, and academic content programs in terms of their success in addressing each of the three aspects of language proficiency that Cummins discusses? What additional sources of evidence or data might you consider in measuring and monitoring English learners' progress in developing language proficiency, including academic language in the content areas? Number two, Cummins addresses the phenomenon known as the fourth grade slump. What has been your school's or district's experience with this? What conversations might you initiate with colleagues to address this issue, particularly as it relates to issues of academic language proficiency? Number three, the article lists four research-based implications for teachers that suggest how they can effectively teach the language of academic success to English learners. How might your current policies, structures, and practices need to change to ensure that classroom teachers deliberately schedule blocks of time for text reading? Teachers are adequately trained on the use of a broad repertoire of comprehension and learning strategies. Your reading program offers opportunities for students to interact with each other and with the teacher on meaningful academic tasks. Number four, what leadership support do you need in your school or district to successfully implement program models that show long-term academic, linguistic, and effective success for English learners? ESL students must catch up to a moving target. ESL students must make 15 months gain in every 10-month school year. Jim Cummins, 2002. As the major hurdles prior to grade 4 are learning to recognize in print the thousands of words whose meanings are already known, the hurdle of grade 4 and beyond is coping with increasingly complex language and thought. J.S. Schall, et al., 1990. In the Starlight, research and resources for English learner achievement is a product of the Starlight Consortium. This network of committed educators from the Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, and Ventura County Offices of Education is dedicated to promoting the achievement of students who are English learners. Visit our website to download more podcasts and resources in English and Spanish at www.elresearch.org. Theme music provided by Magnatune.com. Track number one from the Magnatune Mix album, Down Tempo Chill by DJ Carey. Starlight Issues are produced and designed by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools. Starlight website produced by Robert Daly. RIM CTAP, the California Technology Assistance Project, Region 10. Copyright 2004 to 2010, Starlight Consortium, all rights reserved.